another edition of the Security Ledger podcast. I'm your host, Paul Roberts, the publisher and editor-in-chief at the Security Ledger. Unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones, are one of the fastest-growing categories of consumer devices out there. You may have seen these inexpensive flying devices hovering over your local high school football game on Friday night, or zooming down the beach during your summer vacation. The flying machines, typically outfitted with powerful cameras, are everywhere and have many applications in industries ranging from agriculture to transportation and even retail if Amazon's Jeff Bezos has his way. According to a recent FAA report, in fact, there are 460,000 registered drone operators in the U.S. compared to just 315,000 registered aircraft. But the rapid adoption of drones has created new problems. There have been 241 incidents of near misses between drones and larger aircraft as of 2015, according to the FAA. And that doesn't even mention injuries to people and damage to property resulting from drone crashes, many of which go unreported. Last December, the FAA began requiring drone operators to register their aircraft. But absent a way to identify and manage devices using the public airspace, collisions and other risks resulting from UAVs are unavoidable as the population of the flying machines grows. To address that risk, AirMap, which makes an airspace management platform for unmanned aircraft, recently struck up a partnership with the digital identity firm DigiCert to issue what amounts to a license plate for drones in the form of trusted TLS certificates that provide a unique, validated aircraft identity number. And while UAVs aren't typically considered part of the Internet of Things, the partnership may be a precursor to others as we look to manage ecosystems of connected devices. To talk about the new partnership and its implications for the broader Internet of Things, we invited Dan Timpson, who's the Chief Technology Officer at DigiCert, into our studio to talk. I started off by asking him to explain a bit about how the AirMap and DigiCert partnership came about and what it means for the hundreds of thousands of drone owner-operators out there.
So AirMap is a provider of technology that allows them to manage drones and give all kinds of interesting metadata on what's happening with the drone. And they approached DigiCert because they were looking for a solution to securely identify these devices and authenticate them onto AirMap's network. So that's where the relationship started. And so we've been working with them to provide digital SSL TLS certificates to that end.
Tell us just a little bit. I mean, drones are a huge new category of product, and we're coming up on the holiday shopping season. I'm guessing they're going to be a really popular category of gift once again this year. What are the identity problems, if you want to call it that, in the drone or UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle space? What's the driver here for calls for better identity for flying drones?
Yeah, certainly. Now, there's a few different things driving this. One of the things that's driving it is safety. As you mentioned, these drones are really taking off from a consumer standpoint, but also from a business standpoint, whether it be smart farming or preventative maintenance or, different kinds of observation kinds of activities. And in 2015, there was something like, over 200 near collisions with aircraft that were reported to the FAA. And so it's important for drones to be identified and to know that, there's not a rogue drone, for instance, that is stealing company information or, grabbing something that it shouldn't, and preventing the legitimate drones from doing their job. And so safety is one of the concerns, and security is right there with it. And so there's quite a compelling use case to just authenticate these things, understand what services they're accessing, and a digital certificate allows AirMap to do that with their customer base.
You liken this to sort of a driver's license for a specific drone or UAV, a form of official identity that they can use to then go out and fly around and in public airspace. But who is checking the driver's license? So, okay, you have this form of strong identity for these UAVs, but where are the enforcement points? Where are the cops?
Yeah, good question. And so within AirMap's network, they're checking the certificate. So when a developer buys a drone or writes an application for a drone, they will go through the procurement process with AirMap. AirMap, in turn, relies on DigiCert to do identity vetting for AirMap, the organization. And so when they're issuing a certificate, there's multiple checks and balances with DigiCert and with AirMap staff to check the, the application. So there's some enforcement points in the initial enrollment. Then, after that drone's been registered, there's enforcement points in the field. And when that drone will authenticate to the AirMap service, they'll check, is this a drone that's still in good standing? And is it a drone that should be able to access services? And so there's enforcement points during the runtime as well.
I mean, to be clear, Dan, there isn't right now regulation or enforcement within public airspace of drone activity and so on. I mean, that's an emerging area that the FAA is getting interested in and starting to lay the ground rules for. But right now, we don't have kind of active enforcement right now. Is that right?
You're right, Paul. Yeah, so drone ID in the future could be used to satisfy, identity requirements that would be put in place by the regulators. So I think what's interesting is that you've got this company that's attempting to set the bar with good encryption and identity standards with this drone ID and really kind of innovating with the space and the appropriate technology. So, it could be in the future that drone ID or something like it would be required by the regulators.
If you look at most of the drones out there, whether those are, the price range on these really ranges from, a couple hundred dollars on up. What type of identity do they have? How is communication and management of the device handled? My sense is it's really just between the individual controller and the flying device itself. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And so, an operator will, the burden that AirMap needs to take seriously is what is their user base doing when they have new developers sign up. Those developers meet the requirements of their program. But to answer your earlier question, what kinds of identities are available? The nice thing about a TLS certificate is that they can be multiple of them can be issued and have different purposes, whether they be access to application services or to authenticate. So you could have a separate certificate. Or the same one that would allow you to authenticate to the network and access certain applications or services. So the ID is can be used in multiple ways by the developers and the service providers, and we believe it sets a great base for flexibility and security for these operators and users. Drone.
While we might not think of them as Internet of Things devices, drones almost certainly are. But one of the issues is obviously the power of the device, the energy requirements to run and operate the device, and many of these IoT devices are low power devices. How about drones? What, kind of peel back the plastic hood and what's underneath in these things?
It's going to vary by the manufacturer, but one of the things that AirMap is doing their first real foray into this market is partnering with Intel and the Aero platform. And so, that platform is a pretty rich base. So it's got the right kinds of components to do security use cases. And that's one of the things that I think is important to learn, at least in the early stages for IoT, is that there's a general acceptance that we need security. But maybe there's a little bit of confusion on how we get there. And so having the right components from ECU standpoint, from a private key storage standpoint are critical to doing that. So, besides having the cameras and all the other things that the drone's going to use, it needs good network connectivity and mechanisms to do a TLS connection, for instance. And so these drones and the Aero platform can do that. I don't suspect that a very low cost drone, for instance, initially, would have the capabilities to do SSL and TLS, especially if it's a really low cost drone. And so, striking the right balance of, we expect drones to be and they already are used for several business applications, and differentiating that between maybe the low-end consumer space. It's like anything that you would buy for your house versus, you know, maybe run your business.
I mean, this raises some of the issues, some of the tricky issues around Internet of Things. I mean, you mentioned, you know, there are business applications for drones, whether it's in agriculture or transportation, or and then there are obviously hobbyists who are just out flying these things in a cornfield for kicks. But as with automobiles, right, I mean, they're all in the air together. So there is this kind of public safety issue that comes into play that sort of says, well, it shouldn't matter whether you're using it for business or using it for fun. It should still meet certain standards of trustworthiness and reliability and safety and so on. And that would kind of speak to some kind of regulation or management of the overall space. You know, if you're flying a drone, then it needs to have, you know, these features or these safety, meet these safety requirements. Do you see that conversation happening in the drone space where identity might go from a add-on feature for higher-end drones used in business to just something that's required up and down the drone space, regardless of how you're using it or how much the device costs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is a driver. I mean, similar to driverless cars, you know, there's going to be use cases where if a drone might be aware of another drone that's not allowed on the network because there's some kind of mutual authentication or mutual, you know, identification, you know, quick communication between the drones saying, you know, are you one of ours or not? That's definitely an important use case because the drones would need to adapt. You know, maybe they're flying in, you know, a formation or doing something interesting. So I think there is that crossover, and I think there is going to be, you know, looking down the road, as we've been visiting with our AirMap contacts, those kinds of ideas at play within the regulation. Because you're absolutely right. There's, you know, whether it's for business or, you know, for personal use or something like that, the needs for authentication and, you know, encryption, all these things are still very relevant. And again, that's why PKI, we feel, is a good fit to address these concerns.
So recent FAA report, there are actually more drone owners, 460,000, than registered aircraft, 315,000, so well more in the U.S. right now. And presumably you might have drone owners with more than one drone as opposed to airplane owners. It's maybe less likely they're going to own multiple aircraft. We're getting scale here with these devices. And again, I think it's, you don't need to make a big argument that they're Internet of Things devices. How well does this ecosystem and this problem track in your mind to other Internet of Things security and scalability issues? In other words, how portable is this identity framework that you guys are working with on AirMap to other Internet of Things ecosystems?
Oh, yeah, great question. It's absolutely a great analog to other industries and connected devices. I mean, from our perspective, you know, Drone ID is exciting because it is a great use case highlighting the scalability of PKI, really providing identity to these drones. And you can make the same analysis with, you know, medical devices, you know, consumer devices, security devices, cameras, other things like that, that are doing the same thing. And scale is at the core of all this. I mean, as you highlighted, you got more drones than personal aircraft, and, you know, it's just going to continue down that road. So it's important to have technologies that are built to scale and can issue key material at scale, authenticate these devices at scale, and so on. So I think it's a good partnership between AirMap and DigiCert, you know, where they're providing the, you know, scalable low-altitude navigational data and communication tools. And, you know, we're providing kind of that background security layer to that ecosystem. I think it's good, and it's something that we can learn from, and we're already applying to other industries in a similar fashion.
If you are a drone owner, operator, either for business or just for fun, how is this likely to affect you?
Yeah, so I think, you know, from a developer standpoint, you know, first of all, I think it's great because we're solving a problem that there isn't really another solution out there to solve or it's available yet. And so I think that is creating a little bit of draw just in and of itself. How do I assert that, my drone can authenticate to a service, in other words? So I think, the first experience is, hey, I have a way to assure that, the drone that I'm using is a drone that we want to have on our network and do, certain things that drone will do. And so I think that's relevant both from a personal standpoint and personal use as well as business use cases. And I think, looking longer term, this problem, just like, you've got to get down to the driver's license division and get your driver's license issued so you can drive. I think it's naturally going to parlay into all the drone kind of use cases in general. And again, that's because there's this swarm, no pun intended, of interest around all of this and getting the work done. And you need a way to identify and authenticate these devices. So really anyone that purchases a drone, especially for, with AirMap and the Aero platform, can register for these through AirMap, and then, they'll get them, they can develop their applications, authenticate them, and, get their work done.
I mean, one of the issues that often comes up in discussions of Internet of Things security is just how do you push security back down, which is, I think, kind of what you were talking about there, push it back down into the developer population, device maker population, especially when it often seems like it correlates with added cost or complexity in a market where people want to get products to market quickly. So as DigiCert and maybe by extension AirMap, how do you go out there and sell developers and device makers on maybe spending a little bit extra to use that Intel logic board and making sure that your developers are taking advantage of the strong identity capabilities and just kind of pushing that down into the ecosystem?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And my answer back is you need to make it seamless to the development and product life cycle. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. I mean, when I go authenticate to my Gmail account, for instance, it's just kind of assumed that that's going to happen over a secure connection. And likewise, if I'm using a drone, if that's not built into the experience of developing the software and applications, it's going to get missed. And so that's where I applaud Intel and AirMap on their willingness and consideration of security requirements in the early phases of the product. And I think it's a great signature use case to say, look, we thought about security and built it in and did it in a way that the developers, application providers, and service providers can all work together to use security mechanisms. And so I think the broader IoT community at large should take note of what's actually happening here and follow suit. There's some verticals, for instance, while they might acknowledge that security is important, the technology stacks just aren't available and not there yet from a chip or software perspective. So I think this is a good example of how to do it right and to build it in. It's not going to happen unless it's built in tiny little steps throughout the whole product lifecycle.
Dan Timpson, thank you so much for coming in and talking with the Security Ledger about DigiCert's partnership with AirMap for securing drone operations and aircraft safety. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, thanks a lot, Paul. It's been good being with you.
Dan Timpson is the Chief Technology Officer at DigiCert.